Audio Narrative 5, The Demise of Blandford's Railway. Stagecoaches, aeroplanes and trains could all achieve unbeatable straight-line speeds, but required secondary transport in order for passengers to reach their destinations. In the 1860s, Blandford railway carrier Thomas Hammond sent carts and carriages to meet trains, while hauliers' wagons dealt with a collection and delivery of goods. By the 1960s, this subservience to the railway station had ended as buses and lorries established complex delivery routes for passengers and goods in direct competition with the railway. It was probably the cheap car which struck the fatal blow to rural rail travel. In 1950, a commuter travelling on an annual £100 season ticket for a 15-mile rail journey opened his Western Gazette at an advert for a Ford Anglia for £450. He made the inevitable choice. Blandford's Railway was one of the unprofitable rural lines which fell under Dr. Beeching's axe in 1964. Blandford Station was the first mentioned in Flanders and Swann's Slow Train from the same year.
No more will I go to Blandford Forum and Morty Ho on the slow train from Midsummer.
In March 1966, the station closed to passengers, but the downline was still used for goods until the final freight run in January 1969. From then on, diesel locomotives pulled the dreary demolition trains as the line was dismantled, until Blandford station and track bed became a playground for children and a dumping ground for unwanted cars. The finale came after an irrevocable decision was taken to destroy the town's railway bridge, and raffle tickets were sold to decide who would push the button and dynamite the structure. Ironically, the winner, Mrs. Joyce Stevens, didn't want to see the bridge destroyed, but on the 25th of July 1978, she listened to the countdown, then reluctantly pressed home the plunger. The charges were placed to destroy the arches and parapets, but the massive piers were left standing in jagged homage to their Victorian builders. You are standing at Bridge 198, which at the turn of the century was doubled in width to carry a second track across the river for increased goods and passenger services between Blandford and the coast. Today, these remaining arches stand as a monument to Blandford's dear departed railway.